Hi, I'm Senator Dale Coinga, and I proudly represent portions of Brookfield, Elm Grove, Milwaukee, New Berlin, Wauwatosa, and West Allis in the Wisconsin Senate. Last week was another consequential week for Wisconsin. The quiet suburb of Wauwatosa captured national headlines when a mob targeted storefronts and people's homes. I saw the damage firsthand the following morning. A Wauwatosa friend with very different political views expressed more concern about the presence of National Guard troops on her street than she was about the previous night's vandalism and intimidation. She asked me, "What do I tell my boys about the National Guard soldiers outside my home?" I replied, "She should tell her boys this world can be a dark place, and that those guardsmen are there to shield her family from that darkness at both home and abroad. Tell your boys that many are also moms and dads and sons and daughters. They would much rather be at home with their families, but when called to serve, they leave all that behind to keep us safe. Tell the boys to look closely. You'll see black soldiers and white soldiers, Asians and Latinos. You'll see men and women. Some come from poor families, some from rich families, but most are middle class. They represent every religion, creed, and political party. Look closely and you'll see beyond the soldier and you'll see us, the USA, diverse, strong, resilient, and blessed. I commend the Wauwatosa Police and the Wisconsin National Guard for their strong response that prevented the kind of destruction we saw in Kenosha. All elected officials need to support law and order and make it clear we'll fight for everyone's rights to protest, but we'll fight against rioters' acts of intimidation. We can't live in constant fear. Our state's Veterans Museum is still boarded up and closed, and it needs to join most of its peers around the country and open up again. Our children need to get back in the classrooms, learn, and hear America's story. Let's make sure our kids learn that law enforcement and our service members are the best our country has to offer.